According to Bill Stultz, who's currently running for a state Senate seat, the State Department of Motor Vehicles takes in millions of dollars more a year than it spends on motor vehicle services. Stultz sponsored legislation during the past session that would give municipalities the option to allow permanent vehicle registration for residents. That bill passed and goes into effect January 1st of next year. Stultz says the bill takes money from the DMV and puts it back into people's pockets. Matsu Borough Assemblyman Jim Culver, who's running for a House seat in the upcoming primary, wants the borough to be the first government entity to try out lifetime registration.
It's a fairness issue. It makes a lot of sense. The registration was raised in 2002, the state registration, and the state of Alaska is collecting excess revenue above and beyond what it costs to run the division of motor vehicles by the tune of about maybe $50 million.
Culver's proposed ordinance would create the authority for the borough to implement the new state law. This is how it would work. The owner of an automobile at least 8 years old or of a non-commercial trailer can elect to pay a $25 tax on top of the standard state 2-year registration fee at the time of registration renewal. In addition to the state fees, the borough collects a $70 road tax on vehicles 8 years or older, so paying the $25 permanent registration tax in addition to the $270 in fees would free the owner from having to renew registration again for the lifetime of the vehicle. But permanent registration is not transferable if the vehicle is sold. Matsu Assemblyman Matthew Beck says the proposal could help people who own rarely used autos, such as classic cars.
I think of the people with plow trucks around here, and they take it on the public roads once every other week or however often it's snowing to go get gas, and that's the only time that it goes on the public road. A lot of people have trailers for hauling stuff here and there. They haul their trash over to the landfill. They use that once a month.
There is a downside in that the state and the borough would lose some revenue in motor vehicle fees, Culver says.
You renew your licenses biannually every 2 years. So really the revenue reduction won't start taking place until 2017. It's fairly gradual.
The $70 the borough collects for each car 8 years or older is distributed to the various road service areas in the borough. If the ordinance passes, depending on the number of vehicle owners who opt in favor of permanent registration, those road service areas could see fewer dollars. More than 83,000 motor vehicles in the Matsu are 8 years old or older, compared with a population of 96,000 people. Culver plans to introduce his ordinance at the upcoming Borough Assembly meeting on August 5th. I'm Ellen Lockyer.